Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump is suggesting that he may testify in the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the president took to Twitter this morning to again blast the investigation, now in its second week of public hearings.
In a tweet, Trump reiterated that he did nothing wrong but likes the idea of testifying in order to get Congress focused again and will, quote, strongly consider it. Trump's comments on Twitter come a day after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi called on him to testify in the investigation into his dealings with Ukraine and whether he used military aid as leverage to press his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate a political rival.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. Police in Hong Kong have entered a city university campus trying to stop anti-government protesters. They've used tear gas and water cannon in the increasingly violent clashes. They've arrested scores of people. Demonstrators have thrown bricks and even launched arrows at police. Now, some protesters are advancing on police in an effort to free other demonstrators trapped inside the Hong Kong University. In Iran, the government is under pressure to quickly provide benefits to low-income people as protests over the price of fuel continue. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Iran's supreme leader has cautiously backed the 50% hike in fuel prices.
In his first comments on the economic protests, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called some of the demonstrators thugs, which was seen as a signal that a possible crackdown by security forces could be coming. Iranian media reported Sunday that dozens of people were arrested in the city of Yazd, and many shops in Tehran's main bazaar closed Sunday, a workday in Iran. Internet access was largely shut down. Officials called for an increase in benefits to the poor to be delivered within days. The Trump administration imposed a policy of maximum pressure on Iran, reimposing sanctions after Trump withdrew from the 2015 nuclear agreement. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Police in Fresno, California say a mass shooting there on Sunday night has left 4 people dead and 6 people wounded. From member station KQED, Alex Hall has more.
911 calls started coming in just before 8 p.m. after at least one gunman sneaked into the backyard of a southeast Fresno home and began firing. Around 35 people were there for a family party. Deputy Police Chief Michael Reed said all 10 of the victims were Asian males between the ages of 25 and 35.
We're going to do everything we can to find out who the perpetrators are and bring them to justice.
Police say they're canvassing the neighborhood and taking statements from witnesses. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hall in Fresno.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down nearly 6 points at 27,999. The Nasdaq is down 16 points at 8,524. This is NPR. News reports indicate the Trump administration is ready to give Chinese tech giant Huawei a 2-week extension on a license. It would let U.S. companies continue doing business with them. The Trump administration put Huawei on a blacklist last May, citing national security concerns. Voters in Louisiana have elected Democrat John Bel Edwards to a second term as governor. It's the second loss this month for a Republican gubernatorial candidate backed by President Trump in a heavily Republican state. Jessica Rosegard of member station WWNO has more.
President Trump visited Louisiana twice in the final days of the campaign to rally support for Republican challenger Eddie Rasponi. His message was clear. A vote for Rasponi was a vote for Trump, who won Louisiana by 20 points. But Trump's support wasn't enough to pull Rasponi, a political outsider, across the finish line against incumbent John Bel Edwards, a conservative Democrat. Edwards won by mobilizing African-American voters in Louisiana's urban areas, as well as moderate Republicans in the suburbs. Analysts say Trump's attempt to nationalize the race may have backfired, pushing more progressive Democrats to the polls than conservative Republicans. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Rosegard in New Orleans.
The Anchorage Daily News reports the Alaskan city got more than a foot of snow last Saturday, setting a record. But on the same day, the newspaper reports the National Weather Service said Anchorage also tied its high temperature record of 45 degrees. This was at 3 in the morning. After the winds subsided, the temperature fell, and so did the snow. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.